This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith recorded by Imam al-Tirmidhi, Imam ibn Majah, a very interesting and very powerful hadith describing one of the ways in which the hisab will occur on the Day of Judgment. And he says, يُصَاحُ بِرَجُلٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ, that a man from my ummah will be called in front of everyone. He will be called by his name to come forward for the questioning. And he says, فَيُنْشَرُ لَهُ تِسْعَةٌ وَتِسْعُونَ سِجِلَّ كُلُّ سِجِلٍ مَدَّ الْبَصَرِ. He says that 99 scrolls will be brought forth. Each scroll, the length of which, if you were to open it and roll it all the way out, would be as far as the eye can see. So 99 scrolls are brought. He's brought in front of all of mankind. And 99 scrolls are brought. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, هَلْ تُنْكِرُ مِنْ هَذَا شَيْئًا. So these scrolls are the scrolls of his evil deeds that he did. 99 scrolls as far as the eye can see of evil. And Allah then asks him, do you reject anything that's written in any of these scrolls? فَيَقُولُ لَا يَا رَبْ. He will say, no, oh my Lord. So Allah will then ask him, أَظَلَمَتْكَ كَتَبَتَي الْحَافِظُونَ. The angels who recorded your deeds, did they wrong you in any way? And then he says, Allah then asks him before he can answer, he says, أَلَكَ عُذْر. Do you have any sort of excuse? And then he says, أَلَكَ حَسَنَة. Did you even do just one good deed that you brought? 99, imagine the amount of regret at that moment. You know, all the times he was weak in this world, and now he's standing before Allah. And Allah's asking him, do you reject it? He's giving him a chance to maybe argue. Do you have any excuse? Do you even have a good deed? And the narration says, فَيُهَابُ الرَّجُلُ فَيَقُولُ لَا. So the man becomes just terrified, realizing the realization upon him, and he just says, no, I have no excuse. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلَا إِنَّ لَكَ عِنْدَنَا حَسَنَاتٍ. Rather, you actually have not just one good deed with us, but many good deeds. And he says, وَإِنَّهُ لَا ظُلْمَ عَلَيْكَ الْيَوْمِ. And most definitely there will be no wrong upon you today. So the narration says, فَتُخْرَجُ لَهُ بِطَاقَةٍ. A card will be brought out. He just had 99 scrolls, each of which is, imagine the weight of each one. Maybe how many angels are carrying each one. I mean, as long as the eye can see. And then now, a simple card is brought out, a note card. فَتُخْرَجُ لَهُ بِطَاقَةٍ فِيهَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدٍ عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And written on this card is the shahadatain, that I testify that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a slave and his messenger. So the narration says, فَيَقُولُ يَا رَبِّ وَمَا هَذِهِ الْبِطَاقَ مَا هَذِهِ سِجِّلَّاتِ. The man will say, like, I mean, really? Maybe he got excited for a moment when Allah says, you have hasanat with us. But then a card comes and he says, oh Allah, what will this one card do compared to 99 scrolls of deeds? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and tells him, إِنَّكَ لَا تُظْلَمْ. Let the process play out. إِنَّكَ لَا تُظْلَمْ. You won't be wronged. You will not be wrong today. So then the weighing of the deeds takes place. And the narration says, فَتُوضَعُ السِّجِلَّاتِ فِي كِفَّةٍ وَالْبِطَاقَةُ فِي كِفَّةٍ. So all the scrolls are placed on one scale and the card is placed on the other scale. And he says, فَطَاشَتِ السِّجِلَّاتِ وَثَقُلَتِ الْبِطَاقَةِ. And he says that the 99 scrolls are like thrown off the scale by the weight of the heaviness of the card that says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is very interesting. Now why is this interesting? Because every Muslim has this card. Is that true or no? By definition, to become a Muslim, you have to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Everybody has this card. But are there Muslims who will enter hellfire? So how do we understand the hadith? How is it that this man is brought in front of mankind and he's completely overwhelmed in fear? فَيُهَابُ الرَّجُلِ. He just realizes he's destroyed. Yet his card would save him, but others, we know Muslims who will go to hellfire. Right? So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he talks about this and he actually says, وَمَعْلُومٌ أَنَّ كُلَّ مُوَاحِدٍ لَهُ هَذِهِ الْبِطَاقَةِ. It is known that every believer in Allah, in the oneness of Allah, has this card. He has in possession this card, but he says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَدْخُلُ النَّارِ. But many of them will enter hellfire. بِذُنُوبِهِ. Based on their sins. But he says why? بِقِلَّةِ إِخْلَاصِهِ فِي تَوْحِيدِهِ لِرَبِّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Because of the lack of sincerity in his belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lack of sincerity in the oneness of and belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he goes on to say, فَإِنَّ الْأَعْمَالِ لَا تَتَفَاضَلُ بِصُوَرِهَا وَعَدَدِهَا. Deeds, they aren't given preference over another based on their number that you do, or based on their outward appearance. We've all just prayed Isha, but all of us may not have obtained the same reward from our Salat and Isha. He says the look of the Isha was the same. We all prayed in the same jama'ah, in the same masjid, side by side. But that's not what differentiates how much good deeds or how much reward you get from Allah. He says, وَإِنَّمَا تَتَفَاضُلُ بِتَفَاضُلِ مَا فِي الْقُلُوبِ. But what differentiates them is the what's in the heart during the action. So he says, so two deeds could look the same, but he says, but the difference between them is the difference between the heavens and the earth. Right? And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says about this, he says as an example about this hadith of the bitaqa, the card, he says, well, we know the woman from Bani Israel, for example, who was a prostitute, how many bad deeds has she committed? Yet she was forgiven her sins and granted Jannah for giving a thirsty dog water. But he then goes on to say, does not every person who gives a thirsty dog water granted the same reward? Right? But it's in sincerity in her heart. And so, I wanted to end by sharing with you a hadith that you've all heard before, but briefly, it's a long story, it's in Bukhari and Muslim, it's an authentic hadith, it reaches the highest levels of authentication, in which the Messenger of Allah told us about three men. You probably heard this before. They were out and there was a big storm, so they sought shelter in a cave. And during this storm, a huge boulder fell and covered the mouth of the cave, and so they had no exit from this cave. So they said to each other, why don't you make dua to Allah, beseeching Him by virtue of a deed that you did that was sincere for the sake of Allah. So think back in your life, just come up with one thing you did that was good for the sake of Allah, and by virtue of that, ask Allah to remove this boulder from the mouth of the cave so we can escape. And so they do so, and so the first man, he says, He makes dua and he says, oh Allah, I would bring milk for my parents. And one time I was delayed, I had to go further out than normal. By the time I came back, my parents had fallen asleep. And I had the milk for them and I did not want to disturb their sleep or wake them up. And my kids were at my feet in hunger. But he said, I felt it was the right of my parents to have the milk before my children. So I stood there all night until they awoke and I gave them the milk. And my kids slept at my feet hungry. And he says, oh Allah, if I did that for your sake, فَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِكَ فَفْرُجْ لَنَا مِنْهَا فُرُجًا. He says, oh Allah, if you know I did this sincerely for your sake, then oh Allah, please make a way out for us. So the rock moved and they could see the crack of the sky. Then the second man comes forth. And this is very interesting because you might be thinking, brother, you're telling me about doing these sincere deeds for Allah. Who's going to stand all night in front of their parents' house? You know, I could just Amazon Prime them some milk. It'll come in 2 hours, no problem. Like, you're talking about things that are like, I'm drowning in sin. Every day I sin, you're talking about sincerity to Allah, doing amazing things. Look at this next man. He says, I was so in love with my cousin. I was just overwhelmed with love for her. And I asked her to marry me and she refused. And so a time came upon in her life that she was in need of money. So she came to ask me for money. She needed 100 dinar. Now dinar is the gold, right? Dirham is silver. Dinar is expensive. So 100 dinar is expensive. It's a lot. He says, I don't even have that money. But my cousin said, I need 100 dinar. So he said, okay, I will give you that money on condition that you sleep with me. So she agreed. She was in need. So she agreed. And so he worked and he worked and he worked and he gathered the 100 dinar. And the narration says, until the point that he was about to do the deed. And she says, Ya Abdullah, ittaqillah. O slave of Allah, fear Allah. And don't approach that which Allah has forbidden unless by that which is halal. And when he heard fear Allah, he left her. At the moment the deed was about to be done. And he says, O Allah, if you know that I did this for your sake alone, then O Allah, fafruj lana furja. Then O Allah, make a way out for us. Did he do a good deed? I mean, yes, you get reward for leaving a sin, but think about it. He planned this all out. He coerced her into committing a bad deed. And then he left the bad deed. But he did it sincerely for Allah. So you may be going through struggles, addictions, you may be having struggle with whatever it is, but you lower your gaze. You leave off that sin, whatever it is, sincerely. No one knows. But that moment comes and you say, you know what, I for Allah, I will leave it. That could be your ticket to Jannah. And the third man is a man who he had hired someone and he promised him some seed as payment. The man refused the payment. He offered it to him. The man refused. And so the person who hired him planted the seeds, it grew, and he, from that profit, he was able to buy cows and even hire a shepherd. Later, the man who refused the payment now comes back and says, hey, I want my money. So he can actually just pay him the amount of the seeds and be done, right? But he says, you take all the cows and the shepherd who I hired as well. And the narration Bukhari says, "Atastahzi'u bi? You're mocking me? Like, what do you mean, man? You're supposed to pay me a handful of seeds. You're telling me to take all these cows and a worker to take care of them?" And he said, "Yeah, it's yours." Because it was his money that he invested. And so the Prophet, he gave to him as well. And he says, "Oh Allah, if you know I did this only for your sake, then oh Allah, make a way out for us." And he did. The point being, the question I want all of us to ask ourselves as we drive home from Isha tonight, if we were behind a bolter stuck in the cave, do we have a deed we can call upon Allah and say, oh Allah, sincerely, I did it for you? Do we have something in our life? Because we will come on the Day of Judgment with this card. We will come. Inshallah, we die as believers. We ask Allah to let us live as believers and die as believers. Allahumma ameen. But will we come with the sincerity that is required of saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah? Because it's not just speech. If it was just speech, then the people who refused to pay zakah in the time of Abu Bakr wouldn't have fought them. But the speech is testified to its sincerity and its truth by your actions. So we ask Allah to make us amongst those who have sincerity in our hearts and who do deeds sincerely for the sake of Allah. And we ask Allah to be able to meet Him on the Day of Judgment with deeds that we would be proud of, that only we did only for His sake alone, seeking His pleasure alone. Allahumma ameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.